means when you are born and when you are dead. It doesn't get old. But then Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran that there is a time, you know, divided into 12 months, whether it is lunar or, you know, sun. There is the concept of the time which we measure things. A day is 24 hours. Certain part of it we sleep, certain part of it we work, certain part of it we pass in the bathroom. So time does exist, but I think it only exists for one's physical being. It is written there, Huwal Baqi. It is only He who is eternal. Everything else is temporal. But the soul is also eternal. We cannot deny the influence of that which is invisible, as Allah is invisible, the soul, which Allah Ta'ala forbids us to talk about, and but He said that the soul is in the control, in the hand of Allah Ta'ala, obviously, because they are both eternal. But it is undeniable, during this short period of our life on earth, there is definitely an interrelationship of the soul and the body. The influence of the soul on the body, and perhaps the influence of the body, of the material, on the soul. We are capable of keeping the soul clean, or we are also capable of soiling the soul during this brief period of our life on this planet. And that is why I think the time is important. It has been blown into us clean, and it will be taken from us. And that is the one who obviously is going to be judged. The amount of dirt or the lack of it on the surface of that which is timeless and eternal. And I also attract your attention that the influence of the time past or received during our lifetime we feel certain changes, obviously physically, for instance, you know, you feel certain changes. I am not the same person as I was when I was 25 years of age. Neither the environment with the which I have become the cause of, willingly or unwillingly, mostly unwillingly, you know. I could have here have you as the member of ISIS or a band of burglars, drunkards, gamblers, bandits, huh? Or you. Now there you see the famous word responsibility. As one physically changes in time, one's activity, I repeat, willingly, unwillingly, qadar, or one's own doing, becomes a cause of certain influence around oneself. One feels that clearly, for instance, with one's children. And that's why I always insist how important it is our children. But it also influences, like this community, it influences, like what we were talking about, it influences as a nation or even world. I mean, it may result in the death of 6 million Jews or millions of people during the war. The influence of one single person. So we have to really watch ourselves. As the time comes and as the time goes, and as the clock ticks and the heart beats and the legs and the arm moves, the mind works, the tongue speaks, for what cause has one been created? Did Hitler do what he did because he was created to do it? Well, there is the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and Khidr alayhi salam traveling together, one as a teacher, one as a student, to learn ilmi ladun. And the incident that Khidr kills an innocent babe And when Moses insisted to know why, he said that babe was going to be, I am modernizing it, was going to be Hitler if he lived. Although not a leaf moves without the will of Allah Ta'ala, that does not eliminate ibadallah, the sense of responsibility. And often, if not always, we deny responsibility. You have to assume responsibility. Your child doesn't become good or bad. It is your responsibility. Your husband or wife is happy or unhappy. It is your responsibility. This dergah works or doesn't work. It is your responsibility. You cannot be like Shaitan al-Ayn and say to our Creator, you made me do it. Salaam alaikum. This said, for once I am going to be nice. One of you came to visit me today and we were talking about things and that person told me that, you know, I mean, this holidays and you know, there was birth and difficulty and then there was marriages and, you know, all these things, occasions, and tonight is an occasion, New Year's Eve. Somehow, sometimes things become clearer. Anyhow, that person who came to me with tears in his eyes said, what a difference does it make really for us to be a part of this community? And I feel blessed indeed to have you all around me. I think that's the best thing which has happened to me in life. Many things happen to me, big and small, explosions, or, you know, the opposite of it. Great comfort, riches, everything else. But really, nothing as good as it is happening to me now. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and may you continue on the same path, and inshallah things are going to become better. I mean, when I complain about our state, one is never complete. One never knows it all. One never arrives and that is not in comparison to others, because that is a false qualification when one compares oneself to others. But there is an objective, I think, way of evaluating the situation. Me, humbly, I am pleased with you, and may Allah Ta'ala be pleased with you too.
Amen. Amen.
End of serious conversations. Festivities may commence.